Have you ever wanted to stay young a little longer and put off aging? This is a dream of the ages. But scientists have for a long time thought this was just never going to be possible. They thought, you know, you just wear out. There's nothing you can do about it. Kind of like an old shoe. But if you look in nature, you see that different kinds of animals can have really different lifespans. Now, these animals are different from one another because they have different genes. So that suggests that somewhere in these genes, somewhere in the DNA, are genes for aging, genes that allow them to have different lifespans. So if there are genes like that, then you can imagine that if you could change one of the genes in an experiment, an aging gene, maybe you could slow down aging and extend lifespan. And if you could do that, then you could find the genes for aging, and if they exist and you can find them, then maybe one could eventually do something about it. So we set out to look for genes that control aging. And we didn't study any of these animals. Instead, we studied a little tiny roundworm called C. elegans, which is just about the size of a comma in a sentence. And we were really optimistic that we could find something because there had been a report of a long-lived mutant. So we started to change genes at random, looking for long-lived animals, and we were very lucky to find that mutations that damage one single gene, called DAF2, doubled the lifespan of the little worm. So you can see in black, after a month, they're very short-lived. That's why we like to study them, for studies of aging. In black, after a month, the normal worms are all dead. But at that time, most of the mutant worms are still alive. And it isn't until twice as long that they're all dead. And now I want to show you what they actually look like in this movie here. So the first thing you're going to see is the normal worm when it's about college student age, a young adult. It's quite a cute little fellow. And next you're going to see the long-lived mutant when it's young. So this animal is going to live twice as long. Is it miserable? It doesn't seem to be. It's very active. You can't tell the difference, really. And they can be completely fertile, have the same number of progeny as the normal worms do. Now get out your handkerchiefs here. You're going to see in just 2 weeks the normal worms are old. You can see the little head moving down at the bottom there. But everything else is just lying there. The animal's clearly in the nursing home. And if you look at the tissues of the animal, they're starting to deteriorate. You know, even if you've never seen one of these little C. elegans, which probably most of you haven't seen one, you can tell they're old. Isn't that interesting? So there's something about aging that's kind of universal. And now here is the DAF2 mutant. One gene has changed out of 20,000, and look at it. It's the same age, but it's not in the nursing home. It's going skiing. So it's aging, actually. This is what's really cool. It's aging more slowly. It takes this worm 2 days to age as much as the normal worm ages in 1 day. And when I tell people about this, they tend to think of maybe a 90 or 80 or 90-year-old person who looks really good for being 90 or 80. But it's really more like this. Suppose you're, let's say you're a 30-year-old guy, or 30 in your 30s, and you're a bachelor, and you're dating people, and you meet someone that you really like, you get to know her, and you're in a restaurant, and you say, well, how old are you? She says, I'm 60. That's what it's like. And you would never know. You would never know until she told you.